At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. We got some clarification on Nico and the pajama drama. It's drama to me because I want to talk about it. All right, basically, it was not, you did not wear the pajamas to a spring practice, Jake. I know you were like really dwelling on this the whole show. He actually wore them to a camp. Like a showcase camp, but he was already committed to Tennessee. I saw the pictures.
Oh, okay.
So there's the clarification you've been dying for all show. All right, real quick, your daily friendly reminder, the Carriker Chronicles football camp, the inaugural camp this summer, July 9th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. here in Lincoln, Nebraska. K through 8th graders, boys and girls, autographs included, T-shirts included. All right, again, it will be here at in Lincoln, Nebraska, July 9th at the LYF Lincoln Youth Football Fields. And I'm going to announce Thursday the last coach that's going to be there. I'm pretty excited. Oh, I want to give a hint, but it'll give it away. Let's see. He once led the conference in interceptions.
Ooh.
There you go. There's the hint. I'll announce who it is on Thursday. All right. In the meantime, Heisman Trophy winner Eric Crouch will be there. Green Bay Packers Hall of Famer Amon Green. All right. Outland winner Zach Wiegert. I will be there as well. Again, if you want to learn more about the inaugural Carriker Chronicles football camp, go to CarrikerChronicles.com. If you want to register, CarrikerChronicles.com. The goal is for the kids to learn the basics and fundamentals, take their game to the next level, and hopefully have a unique, unique experience and one that sticks with them for a very, very long time. It's time to get now to Matt Rhule. All right. In his press conference on Saturday, Matt Rhule praised Nebraska's physicality during their first major scrimmage work of the spring. They had 30 live reps. Now, we are going to talk about the portal here in just a minute and get Rhule's advice that he gives to players when it comes to the portal. But it seems like Rhule and Holgorsen aren't really sweating the upcoming portal period all that much. Okay, real quick before we dive more into Rhule. Keep your eye on Isaiah Mosey and Cortez Mills. And I quote, they're two very talented kids that will play this year, end quote. So keep your eye on them. Now, should we get to the clip first, or should I go through his press conference? You're in charge, Jake. What are we doing?
You can go through his press conference.
All right, we'll do that. Does that mean you don't have the clip ready? Is that what that means?
No, it's ready. We can do the clip if you want to.
You know what? Let's do the clip because there's lots of notes here on the press conference. So let's do the clip real quick. So this is Matt Rhule's advice. I asked you what we should do, and then I went the complete opposite direction. Sorry, Jake.
Yeah, well, that's good.
I don't mean to be the raging a-hole like the scale's been to me for so long. All right. Let's go ahead and roll that clip. It's Matt Rhule's advice to players on the transfer portal.
I said to the guys, listen, everybody has the right to make the best decision for them. I just ask two things. That A, you make the decision based on the right information. And don't come to me later and say, well, they told me this, but they end up doing that. Like, there's stories everywhere. And that's why if you've been here and you trust us, if you're here and you say, well, Coach Rhule's lied to me, I don't trust him, then okay. But if you've been here and we've always told you the truth, as best we know it, then if we tell you, hey, this is where we see you, then you probably should listen to that as opposed to somebody out there. Like, everyone out there always has something better for you. You know what I mean? Everybody's always got some, you know, a better scheme, a quicker way to do this, a faster way to do that. There really is no quick fix, quick way to getting there. So make sure you're listening to the right information and then do it the right way. You know, I left Temple to be the head coach of Baylor. Temple gave me my start. Temple had me assistant coach. Temple gave me my first head coaching job. But when the time came, I took on a new challenge. So I exited there. So I get it. Number two, I left Baylor to go be the head coach in Carolina. So I don't fault somebody when they leave here. I just tell the guys, make sure you're walking into the right situation. I've walked into situations, many situations in my life, business, professional, they tell you one thing, it ends up being another. So be careful. Say to yourself, who am I getting the information from? Can I trust it? And that's all I want for our guys, because I desperately want them all to be happy and healthy and be successful. So sometimes I think there's really two groups. There's the guys who aren't going to play and they really want to play. And whether it's 105 or they're just not, you know, they're just not quite good enough. And it looks like that's going to be the way for the rest of their career. And they want to move down. We try to help them as much as we can. And I love watching them succeed. There's a kind of a second group of guys who are good enough to play here. And I think they should stick it out and fight. I think too many people, outside people, parents, coaches, we're always trying to find like a better situation. But if you really are an NFL player or you're really a great player, you'll make your situation good enough by just getting better. And if you stay in this place, if you stay in this weight room, this training facility, this training table for 4 years, you're probably going to get developed. So chasing a better situation because you have a chance to go quicker, but you're not getting the same training and all that, it doesn't make as much sense to me, but that's me. If someone's not happy here, I want them to leave. Brian's a freshman here. If Brian wasn't happy, Julie and I would say, well, let's find someplace to make you happy. Just don't leave because someone's saying, hey, I can get you a couple more bucks or a couple more this or a couple more that, because I think a lot of the guys who leave, they find out not all that's true, you know. So I just try to deal with each one as it comes if they ask me. Some guys don't ask me. Some guys do. We certainly take transfers, so I can't say that, you know, guys shouldn't transfer. That's kind of long-winded.
There was so much good stuff in there. Everybody's always got a better plan for you. You can't trust what other people tell you. You might enter the portal and find out it's not true. How many times in life does somebody tell you something and then it turns out to not be real? Dude, I still remember we were building our house in our previous place where we lived, and there was an individual supposed to do some work. Just never showed. Just never showed. But you know what showed up? The bill. And then you know what showed up? Hey, you better pay me the money. I was like, what? What? You better prove that you were here, because I can prove you weren't. Don't try to take the easy route. Don't go for just a couple more bucks. I fully believe that Rhule, like one of the things I love about him is he's very upfront. He's very honest. You don't have to wonder what he's thinking about. And I truly don't think he's that concerned about the spring portal. Not that the guys aren't going to go, but I think he knows the guys that they have definitely here. I think he likes them. And if people want to go, hey, probably not going to work out and it's okay. But I think it's almost, I don't want to say he sounds, it's not perturbed isn't the right word, but it's like, do whatever you believe is best for you. You know what I mean? Kind of in that tone though, not just, hey, you need to do what's best for you. It's like, do whatever's best for you. Like, kind of like, we know what we're doing. You better know what you're doing. And I would advise getting the information first beyond just trying to take the shortcut, the easy route, or believe in somebody you may not know that well. And one of the other things that stood out to me was, if you stay here for 4 years, lift weights, eat at that training table, you will be developed, as opposed to going somewhere and trying to get immediate short-term gratification or the short-term benefits, but you're not getting the long-term benefits that you'll get here, which will ultimately make you better in the long run. And you'll benefit more because it has longer-term positive ramifications rather than trying to take an immediate shortcut to get things now, but you won't benefit long-term. Like, that's one of the major things I took. That is one of my favorite clips of his that we have ever played. From the tone in his voice to his attitude towards it to the advice that he gives. And I 100% believe if a player sits down in front of him in the office, he's going to give him that same advice. Now, it's going to vary from player to player based on that player's individual situation. But that is one of my favorite clips of Matt Rhule that we have ever played. What's your reaction?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I just, and I cut up the press conference for our station here last night, and it was just, it was a blessing to listen to. I mean, honestly, it was really, really good stuff about the 105, and I know you're going to go through all that here in a little bit, but, you know, this was just a blurt of the entire press conference that was really good, but it makes you feel like they're in good hands. That's the best advice you can give. Like, obviously, there's going to be, you know, their side to it, and how is it going to hurt or affect the team if this person or that person enters the transfer portal, but ultimately, it's crazy because you said it today. I've heard it from just about every former player. At one point, almost everybody thinks about entering the transfer. It's not a sinful thought. It's not a bad thing. He also acknowledged that they take transfer players. Mm-hmm. So it's just something that you have to deal with as a coach, and you have to find a mature way to do it, because from the outside, we think, well, that'd be frustrating. You've done all this work and this and that. But I think it just showed that he's got a very clear head. And, you know, another part of the press conference saying, like, he's like taking in all this information as basically we do. He looks on Twitter. That's how he finds out a lot of this stuff. And so in a very hectic, unorganized situation, I feel like we have at least a calm head at the top that is going to give people clarity and a good idea of what they are doing with whatever decision they do make.
By the way, if you're a young player out there and you want to be recruited, I'm talking high school, even people go back, people have nothing better to do with their time. They'll go back years through someone's timeline. Like if it's 2025? Good Lord, I don't even know the year. 2025, they might pull up something from 2010. My point is coaches pay attention to what's put on social media. And I know for a fact they will sometimes not recruit somebody based on what's put on social media by a particular player because it tells you a lot about them without you ever having to make a phone call, talk to them, do all the recon around them that sometimes goes into learning about a player. You can just go right to their social media. That tells you a lot. Do we have anything from the text line from anything from the show, in particular that question I asked earlier about high school recruiting versus the transfer portal? What's more important nowadays?
Let's see. It says 0739 chimed in, said Deion is an example. You win consistently building with the entire portal roster of about 90%. So there's a thought there. There was another text, and I'm having trouble running it down, that somebody was still kind of thinking maybe the opposite way is that you can okay, here it is. It was the same number there. It says portal is good for filling in holes. You won't win strictly with portal. A good combination of 70% recruiting and 30% portal is the best way to go, in my opinion.
Anything else from anything in general?
8985 says it was a good quote, but it's good, but it's going to be tough to ever beat. If we die, then we die.
I don't know a better way to go to break than that. As far as building through the portal through high school, we're going to start to go through his press conference notes. Like you said, it was a great press conference. So we're going to start today and we'll finish it tomorrow. We'll do that. We'll start after break. But final thoughts on portal versus high school. You still have to recruit through high school. But man, I would have never said the portal may be as important as high school or recruiting just the way it is. I would have never in a million years thought I would say that. Now, if we get some contracts and we get some ref share and we get some parameters and boundaries and limitations that make some sense, I'll go right back to high school recruiting being more important than the portal, at least 60-40, if not 70-30, like the one texter said. Right now, for me, it's like a toss-up, man. It's so tough. All right, when we come back, we will start to break down Rule's press conference from Saturday. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.